Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Of course, Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and you can listen to all of our podcasts at ravepubs.com. Today, I'm joined by Joe Piccarelli. Joe is the CEO of Rosewater Energy. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine, Gary. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. And hey, interesting timing that we talk about Rosewater Energy, because not only are we heading to Cedia next week, but also there was a big storm here on the East Coast. So those two things are kind of related. Let's talk about how they might be related.
Yes, well, I really hate to be that person who says, oh, those storms and power outages are good things. But indeed, for Rosewater Energy, when people experience power issues, either outages or interruptions or power quality issues, it is a device, our device, the Rosewater Energy Hub, that would prevent clients and homeowners from experiencing the kind of problems associated with storms. It's funny that you mentioned that. We were talking earlier, I live in South Florida, and one of my installations in South Florida recorded 22 power events where power went out of spec either by interruption or phase problems in the month of July alone. And the month of July was a relatively benign month in the Boca Raton area, but there were 22 events in that 30-day period. It was incredible. And now with storms coming, you're going to see lots of events take place that the Rosewater Box or the Rosewater Hub prevents clients from ever experiencing the results of those events.
Well, you know, I think there's sort of multiple levels of the value proposition of what you guys offer. Number one, it's a differentiator because everyone in the residential AV industry offers entertainment systems, whether they be home theaters on the high end, home cinemas and entertainment rooms, and whole house audio on the sort of entry level side, and including, quite honestly, let's be honest here, a lot of consumer apps like Sonos and other consumer products. But not everyone offers what you guys offer. So that's the first proposition. And the second is that that the profit margins are significantly higher because what you're offering is very much a service-oriented product rather than just a box. So talk to those two factors, because I think if your best case scenario, everybody who went to Cedia, all the integrators that go to the show would be signing up for your program and for your products, right?
That's what we're hoping, of course. And you're right. What we're offering, and now more than ever, I feel it is really the next really great opportunity for the system integrator. We offer a product that is offered by no one else. It is the first time that you as an integrator, can offer power quality assurances at the panel level, where everything you install downstream of a Rosewater Energy Hub will be protected and will be backed up. And that is unheard of in our industry prior to the Rosewater Box. There have been boxes that will do either just battery backup, or there are some boxes that will do power quality, but never has there been a device that does all of those things and gives your end user the ability, if they choose, to integrate renewable energy and to optimize the use of all forms of energy hooked up to this device. So it really provides a huge profit opportunity. It is also one of those opportunities that cannot be turned into an app. Unlike home control systems, which used to be the bread and butter for revenue in the last 5 years, that have now gone from tens of thousands of dollars to hundreds of dollars, this type of device is a hardware-oriented device that, yes, you will have apps that will work with my device, but it will never replace the device. So it is incredibly important, and bear with me for a couple of minutes, because one of the things that I think we're seeing as a trend, everybody's been talking about the Internet of Things, mm-hmm. and the Cedia dealer, the system integrator, is at the forefront of creating the truly connected house, a house that can actually adapt to who is in the house, when they're in the house, and people's specific likes and tastes and music and environmental control and shade control. What that does is that really makes any sort of power interruption that can mess with a processor, or that will interrupt or burn out a process, or God forbid, even more critical than ever. Because those kinds of power interruptions, one, will make your client really uncomfortable because there are things in his house that will, his or her house that will no longer work, and worse, will require a truck roll, which is very costly, from a CI to go out and fix it. And also, something that is rarely considered, really hurts the credibility of our industry if we are so at risk of power quality outages. And having the Rosewater Hub in a residence assures that none of those things will occur. So well, I think it's incredibly important going forward.
Yeah, and I think what's one thing I've learned about your company over the last year is that you know, something like this could be intimidating to the average integrator who's been installing Sonos for years, or installing you know, even one that's done Crestron, AMX, whatever control systems, because they're not familiar with power. Maybe they don't have an electrician on staff who's a licensed, you know, a lot of places you have to have a licensed electrician to even touch electrical, even if it's low voltage. So that can be intimidating. But Rosewater, you guys sort of handhold the integrator into the process and actually sort of take over that element of it, and can handle all of that with the customer, which means that the integrator gets the benefit of the product and the service. But you're handling the hard part that a lot of integrators don't have the capability of doing. Can you talk about that?
Yes, because you're right, and what we consider this is a true partnership. The integrator has access to the types of clients that we need. And we know that it is a very intimidating process to put something as large and high voltage oriented as the Rosewater Hub is in a residence. So what we felt is that we would create a national design and engineering team. So we have created a team where we work with the integrator, where we start at pre-sale, where we make sure that the site is a qualified site and has everything we need to install a Rosewater Hub, and that the Rosewater Hub will actually provide what the client expects of it. We work through the design with the integrator. We then work with a local electrician to pull permit. But after that, the electrician's job is virtually done, and the dealer's job is virtually done, because our installation team shows up on site to take the device off the delivery truck and do the entire installation and commissioning process. The next time the dealer will be there, in essence, should he or she choose, is to shake the hand of the client and demonstrate that the box is doing what we intended it to do. Because we know it is a difficult and intimidating process, and we are trying to make it as easy as possible on our integrators. And that we are really top to bottom. And if you would talk to the installations we have, the people who have been involved in the installations we have out in the field, we've been very fortunate. They have gone extremely well, and our end users just love the device. So it's been great.
Well, that's good for them to know. And the good thing about that is you can provide references. And they'll probably know some of these people because they've grown up in the industry.
Absolutely.
They can sort of kind of help kind of coach each other through the process. But the great thing is, as I said, you're holding their hand, you're becoming their partner. And by the way, Rosewater Energy is at rosewaterenergy.com, so it's easy to find you. I got a couple of personal questions. How did you get the idea for this? Were you an lifelong electrician? You just love electricity? What?
Actually, I got the idea. I had finished my last company in consumer electronics, and it was a large distribution company, and I was sort of sitting around bemoaning my non-compete. And I started to look at what are the issues around consumer electronics that have not been addressed. And everybody was talking about renewable energy and the quality of energy and, you know, batteries. And I started to look at it, and I'm going, wait a minute, none of that really makes sense to me, the way people are approaching it. Let me just noodle out something else. And all of a sudden I started, you know, if we had a device that actually did this, and then I started going, well, wait a minute, I may be starting to believe my own BS too much. So I called about eight of my system integrator friends got them all together and said, if I could deliver a product that did these things, would it be viable? And then we actually refined the design from there. And then, you know, it took me about 2.5 years to take it from an idea on paper to get it fully engineered and find a production partner, which I managed to do. And then this April, we began to deliver product out in the field that was complete, and it has been terrific.
Well, I think Cedia last year was your first Cedia show, correct?
It was our first Cedia with this product, and, yep. And we had had, just prior to Cedia, our first product went out in the field as a beta at a dealer in Boca Raton. And so Boca Home Theater and Automation has had the product in use for just a bit. In fact, it's coming up on a year. And we have a year's worth of data from that and, you know, how the product has performed, what all the outages have been. So that's been terrific. And then we've installed two systems in Northern California. We have another system going in Southern Florida actually next week, or no, the week after Cedia. So it's been a great experience. And as the dealers, the custom integrators who come in to see us at Cedia, you will see dealers that you recognize who have done business, made it through the installation process, and you'll see how seamless and painless this becomes because we work very hard at making sure that every step of the process is completed. We would never, it is my goal, to never put your client and your reputation at risk. We will do everything to make sure that your client is extremely satisfied with the device and the process.
Well, that's a big guarantee. Again, Rosewater Energy is at rosewaterenergy.com. Joe, you yourself will be at the booth all during the show, and I believe your booth number is 6610. Is that correct?
That is correct. And if you will allow me, I want to plug my manufacturing's training, which is going to be on Friday, I think at 11 in the morning. And then I'm teaching a Cedia course on the concept in general Friday afternoon at, I believe it's at 2:00.
Well, we'll put links to those in the description of this podcast so that you can sign up for those.
Perfect.
Because I think that's something. I mean, I'm a big believer that although people go to trade shows to look at all the gear, the best part of a show is the education, because you don't get a chance to get that kind of education all wrapped into one place at one time. So I highly recommend the educational process. And if Cedia does a great job, and they're really focused on the high-end segment of the market, especially with the sort of attack of the low-end through the app business, as you mentioned. So
absolutely.
Well, Joe, I really appreciate you joining me this morning. You and I are going to do a video cast, maybe get a little demo of the product when we do that, hopefully, or at least look at something. We'll do that closer to the show. We got about a week and a half to go.
Perfect.
Again, thanks for joining us. Check them out at rosewaterenergy.com. And Joe Piccirilli, I appreciate you joining me today, CEO of Rosewater Energy, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Gary, and thank you for giving me the time. We'll see you at Cedia.
And thank you for listening. Of course, you can listen to all of our Cedia podcasts at raypubs.com, and you can follow all of our Cedia coverage at raypubs.com/Cedia2016. Have a great day.